This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْنَا إِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَحَ, that there is nothing more for a human being, for a person, than what he or she works for. People are not equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran with respect to the believers and the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this with regard to even the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ الرَّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ. People are not equal. Not in this life and not before Allah. Our job is to become winners and raise winners. Losing is the default. If you do nothing, you will lose. That's called the law of entropy. Everything goes downhill unless you stop it. A garden untended grows weeds, not roses. A house left unattended doesn't clean itself. A car which is not maintained breaks down, doesn't become better. A body that is not exercised loses muscle and strength, not the opposite. So you must decide what you want from life and then actively go and get it. The only thing that comes just by waiting for it is death. Everything else needs effort. Back-breaking effort, not half-hearted effort, because results are proportionate to effort. And you will not make that effort unless you enjoy it. And that is where a belief in yourself and your mission. Why do you exist? Why are you there on the face of the earth? That must be clear. Makes all the difference. And that's why I say to be, because many of us have these goals. I want to be this, I want to be that. I want to be Hafiz Quran. I want to be a billionaire. I want to be the CEO of the company. I want to be the president of America or whatever, right? And I say that to be, you must do. To do, you don't have to be. But unless you do, you will never be. For example, if you say, I want to be the CEO of my company. So if you want to be the CEO, you have to do something. What is that something that you have to work out? What is the strategy and so on, so on, so on. But to start on that path, to start getting an education, to be a CEO, to start thinking like a CEO, to start thinking of the whole company as a whole, not as your individual job, you don't have to become CEO for that. You can start doing it right now. Even if you are a doorman, even if you are a security guard, you can still think like a CEO. Right? Nobody can stop you from thinking. Your brain is your brain. You don't have to be sitting in a chair. The brain is not connected to your bum or to the chair. You can think without sitting in the chair. Most people don't do that. If they are working for you in your business and their job is delivery of furniture, they will deliver furniture. They will pick up the chair from here, put it in the truck, take it, leave it there. They will never think, how can I start and run a furniture business? There's one Russian woman who started a furniture business in Arkansas. She started that business at the age of 70. And the reason she started at the age of 70 is because she didn't have the money to start before that. She saved up money. Finally, she saved up $2,500. That's it. It took her that long. And she started the business at the age of 70. She sold that business
to Warren Buffett for $60 million. And Warren Buffett bought the business from her on condition that she would continue to work as a CEO. And she continued to work as a CEO. Last part of her life, she was in a wheelchair, but she would still come to work. She retired, finally went home at the age of 103. And she died 1 year later. And Warren Buffett said that comes from early retirement. That happens when you take premature retirement. $60 million. She started the business at age 70. She built it to $60 million. She sold it to him for $60 million. Warren Buffett says last year that business did $1.5 billion turnover. Furniture business. Nothing new. Nothing new. No high tech, no nothing. It's the same furniture. Sofas and beds and mattresses and whatnot. Nothing new. Why? Because she's thinking. She's thinking. She's not saying, I have to deliver furniture, pick up this chair, go there. Oh, I'm so tired today, blah, blah, blah. What? Huh? But that's what most people do. That is what most people do. That is why they will work their whole life as a truck driver and they die as a truck driver. Because you don't use this. My favorite coach is Vince Lombardi, Green Bay Packers. He won 5 NFL championships, including Super Bowls 1 and 2. He said, defeat is worse than death because you have to live with defeat. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all of the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. No matter what. I was in Singapore and I arrived there in an afternoon flight, my first trip to Singapore. So I wanted to go around, see the city and so on. So I asked the concierge in the hotel to get me a car. So the concierge said to me, why do you want to take a hotel car? It'll cost you a lot of money. Just go to the gate, to the curb. You get a cab. I said, sure. So I stood there. Literally 2 minutes later, a cab came. The driver jumped out, came around, because left hand, you know, the left hand drive, you know, the right hand drive, the driver on the left side. He got out of the car, came around, opened the door. Please have a seat, sir. So I sat in the car. He said, there's water there for you, sir, and there's the newspaper. He shut the door. Car smells nice, beautiful, clean. He sat in his seat and he said, where can I take you, sir? So I said, take me nowhere. I just want to sit in this car. I want to go nowhere. I just want to sit in this car. So he and I had a good laugh. Then he took me wherever I wanted to go. Now think about that. Ordinary taxi driver. He's not some fancy. Why does he do that? And he's not doing it because of me. That is his standard as an ordinary taxi driver. The story is 20 years old. I'm sure he's not the same taxi driver. I'm sure he's done stuff for himself. I don't know. I wish I had some way of tracking him. He does this. That is his standard of service as an ordinary taxi driver. I'm talking about excellence in any field of endeavor. You don't have to be in some you don't have to be head of state. Taxi driver. Another one. I was in Bombay. I was teaching a course. And it was July. July is the monsoon in India. When it starts raining, I mean, you guys know. It starts raining. It'll rain for like 3 days continuously. And not like this. This rain is like a joke. I mean, there it's like standing under a waterfall. Right? So my 3-day course finished. This taxi driver again, same taxi driver. He, not the same one in Singapore. This is Bombay. This is some taxi driver. He picked me up from the airport, dropped me to the hotel. And he said, sir, I'm supposed to pick you back, take you to the airport. What time should I come? So I told him 3 days later, 5 p.m. He said, sure. Now, in 3 days, it rained. And it didn't stop. It just rained and rained and rained and rained. So I told the hotel, I said, look, I am checking out, but keep my room because I don't think anybody can go anywhere. The whole place is flooded. I mean, Bombay is like a lake. Drains don't work properly and so on.
No, he went everywhere.
So I said, keep the room because I'm sure I'm going to come back. And I'm sure that my taxi driver also won't come. Believe me, exactly at 5 p.m., this guy is there. He is soaked with rain completely, totally. Head to foot is dripping. He's got an umbrella in his hand. So he tells me, sir, chaliye. I said, please come. Sir, sir, kahan jayenge? He said, airport jayenge. I said, where will you go? He said, to the airport. I said, kaise jayenge? He tells me, sir, I'm very sorry. I said, how will you go? He said, sir, I'm very sorry. I could not bring my normal car. So I borrowed a diesel tempo. You know what a tempo is, right? A delivery van, diesel car. He said, I borrowed that diesel thing from my friend because that will go in this water. There is 4 feet of water on the road. My car is a petrol car. It won't go. So I borrowed that. If you don't mind sitting in that, I apologize. Huh? So I said to myself, I have to sit in this car and I must go to the airport no matter what happens because this guy took all this trouble. So then he opens the umbrella. I said, this umbrella, why did... No, this is for you. He won't use the umbrella for himself. This is for you. I got into the car. I went to the airport. The airline canceled the flight. So I spent the night... That is a different thing. The plane couldn't take off. There was so much water on the runway. So that's a different story. But my point I'm making here is two stories of ordinary taxi drivers. And both the stories are over 20 years old. I'm sitting here now 10,000 miles away telling you this story in America. That is the impression they leave. When I reached the airport, I tried to give him 100 rupees. He wouldn't take it. He refused to take it. He said, "Hamara kartavya." He said, "This is my job. This is my duty. I have to bring him." I said, "It's not your duty to come in this rain, for God's sake. I'm giving you, I'm happy to give. No, I will not take. It's my duty. I have to do this." Excellence. It comes out of passion. It doesn't matter what you do. It does not matter what you do. You could be sweeping the street, but you must say, if I'm sweeping the street, this street has to be the cleanest street on the face of the planet. Because I'm sweeping it. It's a question of myself, the quality in my life. And believe me, that pays dividends. Because you leave behind impressions that never go away. People will remember you long, long, long after you're gone. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to live lives like this, where people remember you with honor. And because you are Muslim, they remember the Islam with honor. And they say, a Muslim did this. This was the work of a Muslim. So do it for the sake of Allah. Do it for the sake of presenting Islam to the world. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ